Good afternoon, this is Brett Hayworth for Siouxland Public Media News. Some school districts nationwide have resource officers who use electric shock gloves on students, which is the subject that's getting attention as U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement aims to use those for enforcement actions. The Sioux City School District has not had officers use shock gloves. In response to a query from Siouxland Public Media News, District Spokeswoman Leslie Hying said, quote, "We have no plans to use electric shock gloves in our schools," end quote. Civil liberty groups have spoken against the use of such gloves. A federal ICE proposal involves spending $20 million to get a large number of gloves by spring 2027. Earlier in August, Omaha Public Schools Superintendent Matthew Ray sent letters to city and police officials requesting resource officers immediately stop using shock gloves in OPS buildings. That request came after district constituents condemned the use of gloves at an OPS board meeting. Several board members also spoke against those gloves. There have been two instances of shock gloves being used in Omaha schools.